Daf is daf kuf mem ches. It's not an easy daf at all, so we'll go through it, take it slow. I see it's a big daf, above basra size, at least some of the bases. So the Gemara says in the bottom of kuf mem zayin mem beis, we were in the middle of that discussion. The Gemara had said that when it came to a shchiv meira, so if he says give the dira, give the dekel to the person, it wouldn't work because you can't give the dira. There's nothing; it's not mamashes to it, and the dekel didn't have peroset, so you can't be makna davar shelo bal yolam, just like by matnas bari. If you say tenu, give the house or give the tree, that works no different than matnas bari. So the Gemara says the last four lines of kuf mem zayin amabeit lememra. Is this to suggest the savor of Nachman milsad isa bibari isa bishchemira? Something that exists that could work by a bari would also work by a shchemira, but something the less bibari less bishchemira, something that would not work by a healthy person would not work by a shchemira either. Is that really true? The ha amar of Nachman shchemira. That Shamar Tinu Halvasi Leploni Halvasi Leploni. That if I say, as a person says, as a Shchimira, I'm going to give this loan to someone else, it's a good, you could pass it over. The Alpha Gav Dulesa Bibari, even though a Bari cannot do that, and Rashbam explains why that is. Look at the top Rashbam here in Kuf Mem Ches, Halvasi Leploni. Mamun Shechayv Leploni Bimilva, person owes Ruvain, I'm the Shchimira, let's say, and I say, you owe me, Ruvain owes me money, so I give you the Milva Peh, you, Adam, you collect the money from him. So Ani Nosein Leploni V'Farim Lo Halova Mimkomi, and he'll pay you back instead of pay me back. Nizkaimu Advarim, that works. V'Tehei Alvasa Leploni, and he, Adam, gets to collect the Halva. V'Afagav Debarish Lesa, even though by a Bari this would not work, I cannot transfer as a healthy person to Adam to acquire the Lova, the Halva, why not? I cannot give you a milva peh, which is only a verbal agreement. Because when I lent him the money, that money doesn't exist in the world already. He took it and gave it anything else. So me just saying, oh, that verbal agreement is going to you. There's nothing, there's no mamashes to transfer over. It has to be something intact, something physical. If I gave him a shtar, so that could work. If I say, here's the, he owes me money, I'm giving you the shtar, Adam, you could collect the money, that would work. The milva peh doesn't work by a bari, yet we see it does work by a shchemira. So this equation isn't exact. So the Gemara says, Rapapa Amar, hold the yoresh yorsha. So it comes to this din, it's different. When it comes to milva, look at Rashbam, two narrow lines down, hold the yoresh yorsha, lezu ha milva, kilu pirshusohi. If a person dies, so the Yorish is able to collect the Milva Peh that his father had. So it's a din, a special din of Yerusha. Even though Milva Peh you can't give over to somebody else, Yerusha works. So what's the relevance to a Mishchimira? The guy didn't die. So the Gemara explains, Rashbam rather says, Umanesh Shchimira is Kirusha Shavi Rabbanan. Tomorrow we're going to see in Daf Kuf Mem Tes, they made a Shchimira as a gift, as a Yerusha. So just like a Yorish is Yorish's father's Milva Peh, so to Shchimira could be Kona, a Milva Peh. The special exception, a special exception by the Milva Peh. But nothing else. Everything else though, only that's Isa Bibari, Isa Bil Mishchimira, Lesa Bibari, Lesa Bishchimira. The Gemara then suggests another explanation of why the Shchemira is able to be Kona a Milva Peh, and that's the following. It comes along Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika Amar Halva Isa Bibari Ukt Rav Huna. No, and Halva, a Milva Peh does actually work for a Bari. How could that be? We said above it doesn't. So it works like Kedir Rav Huna Amarav, Damar Rav Huna Amarav, Amana Libiyadcha, Tenei Leploni, I have a money that you owe me. Give it to, I want you to give it over to Reuven. Give it to Adam. Kona. So even by Bari, if we say in front of a few people that the money you owe me, you're going to give to Adam, that will actually be effective. So since it works in the world of Bari, it would also work by Shchimira, and we are strengthening that equation between a Shchimira and a Matnas Bari. Okay, the Gemara asks a question. So this Shaila, Ibarilu, Dekel Le'echad U'Perosav Le'acher Mahu. So there's a Rashbam who has 2 days whether this is talking about Matnas Shchemira or Matnas Bari. And the Rashbam thinks it's talking about Matnas Shchemira. But because of his whole approach, he has to change a bunch of gersos here. We're going to go with the simple understanding of the way the Gemara appears, and this is Shita Satosvos, that we're talking about a Matnas Bari. So what's the case here? Ibailu. Dekel Le'echad U'Perosav La'acher Mahu. A person first gives a tree to Reuven, and then he gives a fruit to Shimon. So what do we say? When I gave the tree initially to Reuven, Mishayr Makum Peri Olo Shayr. When I sold the tree, was that understood that I wasn't selling the fruit and there was room for me to then give away the fruit to Shimon? Or no, when I gave the dekel, it included everything. I'm not able to gift the fruit afterwards. So again, that's the Matan Nesbari. And again, Rashbam has a whole other approach to this. But we're talking about right now a simple understanding of Matan Nesbari. So the Gemara says, Im timsel amar la'acher lo havishir. So if I give the dekel to Reuven, I mean, it means I give everything to Reuven. There's nothing left over for me to give Shimon. To try to give Shimon the peros afterwards doesn't work. But let's say, la'atmo chutz me peros of mahu. Let's say I give the dekel to Reuven, but I say, but I'm keeping the fruit for myself. Will I be able to keep the fruit for myself? With regards to giving Reuven the tree and Shimon the fruit, that doesn't work. But to keep the fruit for myself, will that work? And so the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Im timtzel omar dekel le'echad, uperosav le'acher, lo havei shir makum pirei. If we assume, like I said before, giving tree to one person and the fruit to a second person wouldn't work, I didn't leave any space for the fruit to give to somebody else, but dekel le'echad, the shir aperosav lefanov, but if I give the tree to Reuven and keep the fruit for myself, shir makum pirei, that does work. There's a distinction between giving fruit to somebody else doesn't work, but keeping the fruit for myself would work. So what's the explanation for such a distinction? My taima, kol legave nafshe b'ayin yafa mishayer. When a person leaves something behind for himself, he leaves it behind for himself b'ayin yafa. So for himself, he's holding on to the fruit. But to give to somebody else, he doesn't necessarily leave something behind for Shimon to collect it. So therefore, Shimon's not able to collect the peros. But if I leave the fruit for myself, I am able to collect the peros.
The Gemara. What's the question about if he could do this? Is it like a Devar Shel Elyon question, or is it like just a Das question?
A Das question. When I give the fruit over, rather the tree over to Reuven, do I mamish give it by Nyafatim and leave nothing behind for anybody else? Or no, I said trees and I didn't mean the fruit. Dekel meant dekel, didn't mean the peros. I left, the way Rashbam says it, I left the branches aside from the trees for the fruit that will grow to give to somebody else down the line. That's the debate. But again, this is very confusing because whether it's first the Matan Nesbari versus Matan Shchemira makes everything very, very confusing. The Rashbam has a whole other shot here. Whether I gave it to him partially, and when the guy gets healthy and he gets up again, does it go back to him? Does it not go back to him? But this is a simple understanding. So the Gemara now says, where are we? Amar Lei Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says to Rabbi Ashi, Anan Adir B'Shimon Ben Lakish Masnisinla. This holy Bailu, who they taught it on a different topic. Not a question of Dekel, Le'echad, and Peres Acher, but a whole different discussion, which is as follows. D'amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Hamocher Bayis L'Chavero, a guy sells his house to his friend, Vamarlo, and he says to him, Al Menashe Diyot El Yonah Shali, then the Diyot El Yonah Shalo. And Rashbam, the very last line of the Amud here, says the Diyot is the Aliyah El Yonah Shal Gag Habayis, the top floor. So if I sell the house to a person and I say, as long as I get the top floor, I get to keep the top floor. Now, what the Gemara taught us earlier is that I don't even need to say that. I can simply say, I'm Mocher Bayis. That means I'm Mocher Bayis, and the Eliona, the Diot Eliona is not included. I mentioned something extra here. So what do I mean when I mention this extra line unnecessarily? Al Menashe Diot Eliona. It's going to me anyways. So anyways, on that din, so Rish Lakish, I get to keep the Diot Eliona. So the Gemara now tries to ask the questions, what we asked in Amr Aleph. They're asking the same type of questions in Amr Beis, not regarding a Dekel and Peros, but regarding a Bayis and an Aliyah. So the Gemara asks on the very top of Kuf Mem Eches Amr Beis, Ibarilu. Bayis le'echad v'diyot le'acher. I sell the house to one person, and I sell the top floor to another person. Mahu, what's the din? Mi have a shir. When I sold the Bayis to Reuven, did I leave some room over to sell the diyot to Shimon? Olo. When I sold it to Reuven, I sold everything to Reuven, and there was no room left to sell anything to Shimon. Sim tim salomar bayis lechad v'diyot lacher lo havishir. So let's say I say that when I gave everything to Reuven, everything was given to Reuven and left nothing over for Shimon. The diyot el yona wouldn't go to Shimon. Chutz midiyot mahu. But let's say I sell the bayis and I say, with the exception to the diyot el yona, that stays in my possession. What's the halacha when I hold on to the diyot? Will I keep it or no? I sold everything to Reuven. So Amar Rav Nachman. He quotes Rav Nachman in this case now. Im tim salomar bayis la'echad v'diyot le'echad l'havishir. If I sell the bayis to Reuven and the diyot to Shimon, the diyot doesn't go to Shimon because I didn't leave anything over for Shimon. I sold everything to Reuven. But if I say chus midyoto, I'm selling you everything except the dyoto is staying for me, have a shir. That is a good shir. That is leaving something over. I get to hold on to the dyoto. And this all goes according to Aliba de Rav Zvid, Damar, he holds, Shimrat Lahoti Bazizin Motzi. If I want to take out on this top attic some extensions, some porches and terraces, so I'm allowed to. Kaven de Shire Dyoto Malkum Zizin Nami Shire. Since I left over for myself, I said I want to hold on to Dyoto, so then I didn't only need the ability to use the Dyoto, because that's self-understood, the Gemara says. The fact that I said Chus Midyoto means I'm asking for an additional usage, which is what? It's a usage of the ability to extend the porches and the terraces. I just happened to read a story yesterday somewhere in Meir Sharm that a person in a high floor was building a terrace, and he ended up blocking one of the neighbors below from any of the sun coming in. So someone we heard in an elevator, they asked the guy who was being blocked, he says, aren't you bothered by the guy on top of you, that he's blocking your sunlight? He says, it doesn't make a difference, I'm moving anyways. He says, where are you moving to? So I'm moving up to Shemayim. He says, no, I'm only here temporarily, it doesn't make a big deal. I'm not going to make a big deal about this guy putting out his zizin over my window. So anyway, so we're learning from this halacha here. When the guy says chutz midyoto, what it means is that the ability to extend the zizin, to extend the porch, extend the terrace. So that was the whole discussion. Gemara now says two wide lines down in the Gemara. Amar of Yosef bar Minyumi, Amar of Nachman. Shchimira shekasav kol nechasav la'acherim. A person, a very sick person, writes all his property to other people. Roin im mechalik. You have to see if he's being mechalik. What does mechalik mean? So look at the Rashbam. First narrow line down, one narrow line down. Im mechalik shemisha rishona, from the beginning. Shehishchil achalik, he starts to divide his property. Hayabadaita lachalik kol nechasiv l'shay l'klum. He planned on giving everything out and left nothing for himself. If that was his initial intention, so then this is a normal shchimira. We have to just remind ourselves for a moment. The halacha of a shchimira is, if he gives everything away, and he ends up dying from that, so everyone who ever received it keeps it. If he gets healthy, he gets to keep everything. The fact that he gave everything away, he didn't think he was going to make it. He would have left something for himself. He gave everything away, or even had the das to give everything away, he thought he was going to die. But if he ended up getting healthy, so he gets everything back. But if he gives everything away, and except for, he keeps one small thing for himself, clearly there is some hope that he was going to live, the fact that he left something for himself. So then the gift is final. Even if he gets healthy, everything he gave away is final because he kept something for himself, which again indicated he thought he was going to make it. That's why he left something for himself. That's the yesod. So now the guy had the das, the shchimira had the das to give everything away. So now the lacha is, the Gemara says, shchimira shekasav kol nechasav l'acherim. He writes everything off to everybody else. So Ron, we have to analyze the situation. Im b'mechalik, from the beginning we saw he's giving everything away, and he may, and he dies, kanakulam. All the recipients get to keep what they gave. But Ahmad, if he gets healthy, gets strong, chozer b'kul, and everything goes back. Because since he was giving everything away, he didn't think he was going to make it. He made it. He was healthy. There's a miracle. So the gift wasn't a gift. It was only on condition that he dies. He didn't die. He gets everything back. But im benimlach, if he's making decisions, Rashbam says in benimlach, around seven arrow lines down, shelohaya b'dayta l'chalik kol nechasiv. He wasn't intending on giving everything away. Ela acher shechilak shasak v'larat l'chalik od. After he started to give it away, he stopped, and he didn't give other things away. Chazer v'nimlach v'atzma l'chalik kol nosa. He was debating whether or not he should give the rest over. It wasn't like he said everything in one shot. He was deciding, I'll give this away, maybe I'll give that away, maybe I'll give this away. And it was slowly going down the line of his property. So then that was just trying to gift everything, and it wasn't taloy on his ability to be healthier and die or not. So im b'nimlach, the Gemara says, meis kanakulam. If he dies, they all get to keep it. Amad eino chozer el b'achman. If he dies, everything was a gift. If he was, if he got healthy, so everything goes, everything's kept except for the last thing. Because I first gave this away, but I kept everything else. So that's a gift. The fact that I kept something else over. I gave the second part over, it's still a good gift because I got a lot more over. As long as there's something left over that I'm keeping, everything before that is a gift. And the only thing that I get to get back, if I get healthy, is the last thing I gave, which is my last, you know, my last $10. I've got nothing left. That last gift was on the, I didn't think I was going to make it anymore. And therefore, since I made it, I could take back the $10. But everything before that, since it was given in piecemeal, it was given as a gift. It was given separately because as long as I've got something left over, it was all a matana. The first case is where I was planning on giving everything over in one shot. I know I need to figure out who gets what, but the intention from the beginning was to give everything over, so that clearly shows every gift of my properties was totally on me not living. I made it, so I get to collect everything back in the first scenario. Is that clear to everyone? Okay. Gemara now says, V'dilma iyuna kamayin v'hadha yoiv. Maybe the guy was just trying to look into, figure out how he's going to divide the property exactly, and then he'll give it after that fact. And maybe it wasn't considered a real good gift, and maybe he should be able to chozer on everything. And the Gemara answers, no. That when it comes to a shchemira, a person, stam the shchemira, a stam person who's ill, midik daik v'hadha yoiv. He doesn't just give things away. He first looks into it very, very carefully, and before he gives it over, he has a clear understanding it was given belave shalit. Gemara says now, Amar Rav Acha bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Shchemira shekasev kol nechasev lachem, v'amad eino chozer. A guy gives all his property over to some person, and he gets healthy, he doesn't get it back. Which is so strange. We said if the Mishchemira gives everything away, everything, mamish away, so that means he didn't think he was going to live. And if he makes it and it becomes healthy, he gets to collect everything back because he did live. But how come the lacha here is, if he gives everything away and becomes healthy, he doesn't take it back? Eino chozer. Because the Gemara says, Shema chashinan shema yeshlo nechasim b'medina acheres. We're concerned he might have some property he's leaving for himself somewhere else. A strange thought. Why? Well, that's not very fair. So Ella masnisin de katani lo shayar karka kolshu e matanasa kayemes heicha mishkachasla. So if you have a Mishnah says clearly the shchemira gives everything over and leaves nothing behind, so that's considered, it's not considered a matana. If he gave everything away, how could the Mishnah say that? Shouldn't he be concerned he has some property overseas somewhere? So the Gemara says Amar Rav Chama bomer kol nichsay. The only time the shchemira, when he says I'm giving my property over, where he says Kol nichsai, all my properties that exist in the world is going over to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and so on. That's the only time where it's a matna shchemira. And if he gets healthy, he's able to collect everything else. But if he doesn't say kol nichsai, he just gives away all his properties that we are aware of. We have no idea all of us, all the properties. Then we assume those are matanos. And even if he does get healthy, he cannot renege on it. So then the Gemara says, Mar bar Rav Ashi Amar, a different example. We know this guy. He doesn't have property overseas. He never traveled, never did an international business. So in that situation, if we gave all the property that we know of here in the States, we're not concerned he has property overseas, and that would be considered shchemira. And if he gets healthy, he would be able to collect all that property back. Okay, Marnow says, a little bit of a confusing suffix here. More asks the following shayla, Ibailu. Chazara bimiktas have chazara, Bekula olo. If the guy retracted on some of it, is it considered a retraction on all of it? So a shchemira who gives away all of his property over, and then he gives some to this person, some to another person, so he retracts it a little bit from Reuven, let's say. So do we say now that Reuven, he takes away all the property from Reuven, or just that one property he gave to Reuven, he's chozer on, but all the other properties that he gave Reuven, he gets to keep? So the Gemara says, Toshma. Kulan the Rishon, umiktasan l'sheni, sheni kana v'rishon l'kana. So first, the Shchemira says, I want all my property to go to Rishon, to Reuven. Everything. But then he says, you know what, I want some of it to go to Shimon. So now, do we say, the rest of it, Reuven still gets to keep? Or no, once you took away miktas from Rishon, you take all of it away from Rishon. So the halach is, that the sheni is kana, but the Rishon gets nothing. Tells us that Rishon, everything was taken away, everything was confiscated from Rishon. Once your chozer mixas from Rishon, your chozer mikula from Rishon. And the Gemara says, my lav bishemes, is it not talking about a situation when he dies? So why shouldn't he be able to collect it? We said the halacha is, if you give everything over to a person from a shchemira, if he ends up dying, everyone gets to keep it. So let's just talk for a second in dollars, $100. So the guy gave $100 to Reuven, that's all his property, and he says, you know what, I want to give $10 to Shimon. So now if we say Reuven gets to keep the remaining part, Reuven gets to keep the $90, and Shimon gets to keep the $10, so all $100 were given away, and then the Mishchemira dies, so Reuven should be able to collect the $90, and Shimon should collect the $10. How come the Gemara says that Reuven doesn't get anything? So it must be when the Shchemira said, I'm taking $10 away from Reuven to give to Shimon, he's taking all $100 away from Reuven and giving $10 to Shimon, and the $90 he's keeping for himself. So we see Chazar b'miktas from Rishon, it's Chazara mekula. That's what the Gemara initially suggests. But then the Gemara says, lo b'she'amad. The situation when the Shechemira got healthy. So he said when the Shechemira got healthy, if he gave all the property away, so he gets to keep the property for himself. If he gave only some of the property away, that was considered a gift and he can never be chozer. So now we could say he gave $100 initially to Reuven. And then he gave $10 to Shimon. So now Reuven doesn't get to keep the money because we gave the money to Reuven. He gave everything to Reuven. That was tulloy, whether I live or don't live. Since I made it, I get all that money back. When I gave money to Shimon, the $10, I didn't give everything over to him. I only gave miktas to him. Some of it I held back. So that was considered a gift. So a little bit confusing. Just look at the Rashbam now, five wide lines down to explain this again. Rashbam says, Mishane lo, liolam lo havi chazara. When I took miktas, when I took $10 away from Reuven, it wasn't a chazara and everything else. Reuven still had the $90 coming to him. Alma, chazara b'miktas, sorry, skip the line, braisa kishamad. And the braisa is when the shechemira got healthy. Hilkach, sheini kana, the second guy, Shimon, is going to be kone, dimatana b'miktas lo matzi hadarbe. A partial gift can never be retracted from according from a shechemira, like we said in the Mishnah. Aval b'rishon, Reuven, the Rishon, shenitna lo kol nechasim below shir. When I initially gave him everything, I gave him the full $100, im amad chozer, if I get healthy, I get to collect everything else. So it's a little confusing here, because even when I gave Shani, the Shimon, $10, everything was really given away, because $90 was still going to Reuven. So I'm not sure how that's being addressed exactly, but that's how the Gemara is struggling with this. I think the Gemara later on is going to ask this question. We'll see. I don't remember.
The Rashbam says,
okay, fine.
So,
okay, so right now, the... What? Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's where we're holding right now. So the Gemara says, Achanami Mestaber, this is also very logical to say, Midakatani Sefer, because the Sefer of that price we quoted says, Miktas on the Rishon v'kul nasheni. If I give only Miktas, and I give $10 to Rishon, and I give the other $90 to Shimon in this case now, so the lacha is Rishon's kana, Sheni lo kana. Rishon gets to keep it because when I gave him $10, that was a matana. When I gave Sheni $90, I gave everything away, so now I get healthy seemingly, so he doesn't get to keep the extra because I got healthy. So now the Gemara says that Rishon's kana, Sheni's lo kana. So why is that the case? Why does Rishon keep the $10, but the Sheni can't keep the $90? So Yamris, if you say, Bishlama b'shamad, if it's when I get healthy, so Mishim hachi Sheni lo kana. So the reason why Sheni wasn't Kone, because I gave kol nechasim to Sheni, I got nothing left. That was clearly indicating I didn't think I was going to make it. But since I did make it, I get to get my $90 back. But the $10 I initially gave Reuven, as long as I'm shy le'atzmo something, when I gave $10, I was still holding on to $90 for myself. So the $10 I gave to Reuven was a good gift. That stays. But Ella Iyamis, but if you're going to say b'shemes, if it's a case where the Shemira ended up dying, so Tevaya Lipne, both Reuven and Shimon, the Rishon and Sheni should be kone everything because it's a Shemira. So it must be a case of B'she'amad, where the guy get healthy, and this is no, and it proves that Chazara B'miktas is not a Chazara B'kula. And the reason again why the Rishon is not kone in the Risha is because I gave everything over to Rishon as Shemira, but I got healthy, so I get to collect the money back from Rishon. So Amar Le Rav Yemar Le Rav Ashi V'tavei Nami B'Shamad. But let's say even if it's a case of B'Shamad where I got healthy, so Iyamris B'Shama, it makes sense if you assume Chazar B'Miktas Havi Chazara Kula. If you partially retract some of the money from Reuven, I take everything away from Reuven. Hainu D'Sheni Mi'as Kana. So I took the $10 away from Reuven and gave it to Shimon, the $90 I actually took for myself now. And when I gave Reuven, I gave him $10, and I'm shyer for myself. And that's why Sheni gets to keep it, because it was a matana, because I kept money for myself. But Ella Iyamas, but if you say, Chazar b'miktas l'ayv chazara, when I pulled $10 away from Reuven, it's not a full chazara. So now $10 are going to Sheni, to Shimon, and $90 are still staying in the possession of Reuven, so l'ayv chazara b'kula, so how come anyone gets to keep it? Neve, it should be like kim mechalik, like I gave out all my property, $90 to Reuven, $10 to Shimon, and since it was a case of a Shamad, Lechamin, I log Lipne, nobody should be Kohen in this case because I gave all my property away to different people. So therefore, it must be a case of the Bishamais. That's how we have to conclude. It has to be a case of Chazar b'miktas, havi chazar. That's what we're concluding. Chazar b'miktas, havi chazara. And therefore, in this first case, the ratio, only the Shani's Kohen, because he gets $10, and Rishon gets nothing. And the Gemara concludes that way, Hilchasa, the bottom line is, Chazar b'miktas, havi chazar b'kula. If you pull some of the money away from Reuven, you're pulling all the money away. And Resha, Mishkachas la, Bein b'shemes, Bein shamar. And the Resha makes a lot of sense now, whether or not the Shemir lived or didn't live, when he gave $10 to Shene, that's a gift. Because he was keeping $90 for himself. He took the $90 away from Rishon. That's a gift. Whether or not he lived or didn't live, make it, the gift was a gift. And the case of a Seifa, where he said he gave first to, he gave the, what's the scenario again? Miktas to Rishon. $10 to Rishon, and the remaining $90 to the Sheni, and we said that Rishon's Kana, but Sheni's not. Lo Mishkachas Ela B'Kishamar. When I got healthy, so then the Rishon got $10 as a gift. He gets to keep that no matter what. The remaining $90 which went to Sheni, he only would keep if I died. But since I lived, so I get to take the $90 back for myself, and that's what the halach is, a Sheni Kana. It must be a case where the Shemira Kisha Amar.
But why isn't that considered Chazor by the Rishon Seifa? I gave the guy $10, and then I said Kula L'Sheni.
Kula, then the Kula, the remaining. Yeah, yeah.
It's changing. Yeah. It's hard. The L'Sheni is hard.
Because Kula now is Kula. $10 is done. It's a gift. So $9 is my Kula now.
So when I gave to the first one, I had only given partial Nechasim.
Correct.
At that point.
Right.
And then when I gave to the Sheni, I now made a full Nechasim.
Correct.
So the partial still is valid, but the Kula now.
Yeah, because once I gave $10, it was a gift. That's a regular Matana. Because I got, since I'm Shai L'Atzmo, it's a gift, and there's nothing you could, that's not my money anymore. And when I say Kol Nechasim to Sheni, then $10 is completely off the radar here. Okay, the Gemara now says last 7-8 lines of the Amud here, Ibailu. Hektish kol nechasav v'amad. The guy is makdish all his property, and then he becomes healthy. A shchemir, of course, we're talking about. Then he becomes healthy. Mahu, what's the halacha? Mi amrinan, do we say kol legave hektish gamar makne? When you're giving something to hektish, so even at a shchemir, his intent was to give it with full heart, and even if he got healthy, it was final. He doesn't. He never be chozer in a case of hektish. Odilma, no. Kol legave nafshi lo gamar makne. When he's talking about his own parnas and his own ability to have what to work with, he became healthy. Even Lagabi Hektish, it was only on the condition that he didn't make it. But if he was going to make it and be healthy, he wanted to take the money back from Hektish. Similar question. Hifkir kol nechasiv, he's mafkir all his property. So mahu, what's halacha? And he becomes healthy. Mi armina, do we say, kevan da'af le'anim kashin gamar makne? Since when you're mafkir something, it goes to both wealthy and poor people. That's how Hefker works. It's only if it's going to be available to anyone. So that shows it's a real final kinyan. No, a person never really plans to give all his property up, even if it's to everyone, because of regarding himself. He still wants strings attached if he makes it out of this illness. Third scenario. Chila kol nechasiv la'anim. If he takes his property and starts to divide it amongst the various poor people, mi'armi and duse tzedakah v'adei migmar gamer makne. When it came to the halachas of hektish, the halachas of hefker, a person's not so doesn't give it so full heartedly. But to be mekayim in the midst of tzedakah, that the guy's vaday makne, and he will not be chozer even if he's amad. Odim, or perhaps we say again, kol agavi nafshi lo gamer makne. With respect to himself, that if he makes it out of this illness, comes healthy, he doesn't really give it full heartedly over, and therefore he can be chozer if he's omed. The Gemara ends up saying the final answer for these three questions is a taker. We don't have a good answer, but interesting questions nonetheless. Okay, so I think we should stop here. Should we stop here? Yeah, let's stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow morning, Sasha. Okay. Overloaded up.